Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow. It is a Thirsty Thursday, and we will be live. Live Buffalo Wild Wings, Ritchie Road, 15800. That is the address, 15800. North Freeway in Houston. That is the address of the Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday. That is where we will be tomorrow. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings. There will be prizes for you to have the opportunity to win. There will be great food for you to partake in, great drinks for you to partake in, and just good fun as we like to get together and have a good time and fellowship together. You can hang out with us for a little bit. We'll be there from 2 to 6. Come hang out with us on a little Thirsty Thursday ahead of a big NFC East battle between the Eagles and the Giants. That is tomorrow. All right, another thing that I would urge you to go check out, Payne and Pendergast this morning. They were on, and they were joined by the general manager, Nick Caserio. He was on with them in the 7 o'clock hour, 7:30 to be exact. Go ahead and check that entire interview. But one thing that he did speak about, and that was Titus Howard. Titus Howard, who is, I believe, been their best offensive lineman. I know Ed is having some really good numbers, but Titus Howard, to me, has been clearly their best offensive lineman. Here is the opinion of what he has done by the general manager, Nick Caserio.
Titus has worked really hard. He's got a good attitude. He's played a lot of football. We've asked him to do a number of things, you know, through the years, fairly or unfairly, but he's handled everything very professionally, and he's done whatever the team has asked him to do. So I have nothing but respect and appreciation for that type of mindset and attitude. Relative to leadership and his presence in the room, he's probably got as much experience playing as anybody in that room. Probably him and Lakin have the most experience playing football. So, you know, I mean, Titus has got a good playing style. He's physical. He's improved. He works hard at it, and he's played good football. So anytime that you can put good football on tape, that really speaks more than anything else. But Titus has done a really good job for us. Even going back to week one, we decided, okay, the best thing for us that week is to bump him inside because Ed wasn't available. And then we ended up playing, you know, Cam at left tackle and putting Ursary over there at right tackle, and really didn't blink an eye. So was it the best thing for him? You know, maybe not. But in the end, like, that was the right thing, you know, for us, because we felt that that was our best opportunity to potentially win. So Titus has done a really good job. He's played good football, and I think if he can continue to play, you know, at this level, it's going to help not only him but the team's performance overall as well.
I love it. Nick just refers to him as Ed as well. He's a one name person. He's just Ed, Big Ed. Oh, Ed. It's hard for me to go Ed Ingram all the way. It's just Big Ed. Has Titus Howard, not Ed, Has Tytus Howard exceeded your expectations? Has he been better than you expected him to be in all fronts with his role?
No, not at all. I've always been higher on Tytus Howard than expected. I'll be honest. I expect him to, assuming he can stay healthy, and assuming they play him at right tackle, I expect Tytus Howard to play a high level right tackle. I expect Tytus Howard. I don't know if it's fair to expect a Pro Bowl, but I expect him to be in the consideration if he can stay healthy at that right tackle position. So. I think this is a monster year for him. This is a contract year for him. His 3-year $56 million extension that he signed in 2023 before the season started is up this year. And staying healthy, playing tackle are two big, big, I think, pieces of the puzzle, if you will. And he's doing those things right now the best that he can. I also think, Ron, this is a year with this offensive line in particular where the Texans can afford to pay a veteran somewhere along the way, a big money veteran along the way. And if Tytus Howard can take over the offensive line room, this is where I may not have given Tytus Howard the credit that maybe I should have. Maybe I was wrong. But if Tytus Howard can take over this offensive line room and become the tip of the spear, the guy that kind of molds this group into what Nick Caserio just said, a more physical group, a more cerebral group, a tighter group with better chemistry. They go about their business a little different way. If Tytus can become the tip of that spear, then I think the value of re-signing Tytus Howard goes through the roof as well. So, right now, I think there's an opportunity in that room, and it sounds like Tytus Howard, both on the field and off the field, is taking advantage of the opportunity in a big way.
Yeah, he's exceeded mine. I he's played better, especially with all the movement that he's had to make. Right, he came in thinking, all right, I'm gonna be the right. He came in thinking I'm gonna be the right guard. Then it moved to, no, man, you're gonna be the right tackle. And then right before the first game of the season started, nah, baby, you're going to slide right back in there and play that right guard. Now we're going to bring you back out and play right tackle.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yeah, just back and forth. And I think he's played to a Pro Bowl level. I don't know if I had that expectation. I hoped he'd be above average, but I think he's played thus far to a Pro Bowl level. Now, I would hold short to what CJ said, that he said an all-pro level after the game on Sunday. I don't know that I would get with that, but... Now listen, he's been 33rd. PFF ranks him 33rd out of 71 tackles. I think he feels like he's been better than that, especially with everything around him that and some of the movement there. And then to the point you made, I definitely didn't think like he would just take the mantle and lead this offensive line in that space. Like he's one of the – hell, he should be one of the captains. It feels like he's taken that part of his game up to a whole nother level. And the getting paid thing, Tytus Howard is getting paid. He's gonna get a third contract. And I know for some that might hit you wrong. I think the Texans may be out of the business of, hey, we got above average offensive linemen and we're gonna take a chance on moving on from those guys that have the attitude we want, that have shown we're gonna move from those guys to try to start over. No, I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I think we'll see what happens with Blake Fisher and what happens there, but I don't think this is going to be a situation, Clint, where Tytus Howard moves on and Blake Fisher starts. And their plan is, all right, we're ready to move.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Move on from Titus Howard and put Blake Fisher there. No, I think Titus Howard is most definitely getting paid and going to be here for another several years and get his third contract with the Texans.
Yeah, look, I think it'd be awfully difficult to move on from Titus Howard. Now, assuming that this offensive line doesn't just implode, right? I mean, I think, and assuming it doesn't implode at the right tackle position, I think it's
fair. Yeah, if it continues this way,
you've got a lot of youth, which means cheaper. Offensive linemen, really everybody at this point that's playing, not named Titus Howard. So, I don't know that this team would want to part ways with him and start completely over with so much youth that's on this offensive line. So, again, the opportunity's there for Titus Howard. If he can stay healthy, I got to believe that he signs a big deal and is a Houston Texan
and
for
again,
the foreseeable future.
This is a good thing, right? It's not a this to me isn't oh hell, they just got nobody else and he's not really that good, but they just got, like, no, is he you know, Penei Sewell? No, I don't think he's the best tackle in the game, but he's an above average tackle that's playing even better than that right now. Yep. And I think you got to go ahead and make that happen. All right, coming up as we continue, D'Amico Ryans, one thing that he has done, it's not just the opponent, he has done some things to really create the last 2 weeks going into the bye week, what the Texans have been able to do. We'll tell you what those buttons are that he's pushed correctly coming up next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.